And if you're trying to just tell me how to do something and just do it right, you might say, you do it my way or do it this
or do it this way.
I see.
Here, this is the way to do that.
Oh, I
don't
see.
Do it right. I said you can show people how to piece. You used to say you can show a girl how to piece quilts. She learned how to piece them all right now. But you know that's an awful job that ever you undertook to try to show a person how to do something.
I guess so.
They get it wrong and they think they've learned it. Now it's when they think they've learned and go doing it too fast.
Uh-huh.
And then you catch watch them and they,
uh-huh.
You know that in school when the teacher has to get after you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if you were talking to somebody and they said something you didn't hear, what would you say?
I said, I didn't hear you.
Would you say, what's that?
I didn't understand you.
Or what's that?
Or
how's that? Which would you say, probably?
You said, I don't know what. I said, I didn't hear what you said.
I see.
That's the way I usually do.
Oh, if you were talking about a man that had a real heart, you know, that had never had much money, what would you say?
He's a poor man.
I see. And, oh, if you're talking about some man who's, you know, sort of important and he was the one who has this big piece of land or something, you'd say, he's the man, you know.
Well,
He owns it, you know. And
he thinks he owns everything.
Okay, he's the man.
But, I reckon I'd just say he's a big man. A rich man or a poor man.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I put people. They're rich or they're poor. But let me tell you what, people ain't rich here in this world. Everything we've got, God can take it the next minute away from
you.
They ain't rich and poor. I thought, tell him here, we've got this place, but I said, it ain't ours, it belongs to God. And if he wants it, he'll take it, and if he don't, somebody else will get it.
Okay, and
that's the way I look at things like that.
That's the best way.
Everything belongs to him. We couldn't breathe if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much money they have. Know how little they have. One person here on earth is the same to him as another.
I see.
I don't think they're rich or they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
Them that has God and lives with God is richer than anybody. I don't care if they ain't got a penny. Tell them lots of times here. We've been here and we didn't have a penny in the house. And I told myself this is much big as the others that let on like this had the world at their feet.
Uh-huh.
I said, my clothes don't make no difference. I went up to church one time and there's a woman up there and she dressed up in a mink coat and everything. Dress and everything. And I went up there with a calico dress on. Well, it's another, it's good. And I went up there with a calico dress on. But she made fun of me, and I said, well, my dress is clean and it's paper.
Now that's the
and
way to look at
I was just as rich as she was.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them said, they fought her. I said, no. I said, she had her way of doing things and I had mine. I said, she was rich and I was poor. Well, she took her little children. What hurt me so bad, she was making fun of me, and there her little boy was up there with the knees of his breeches out. And the seat of them was out. They wasn't patched in their face or nothing. It's ragged. And she had that rich stuff on and dressed up and floating around there making fun of other people. But my kids went with the new overalls on. That was up at Easter one day.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids went with the new overalls.